This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The city of Denver reached a settlement with a couple shot by police with pepper balls during the George Floyd protests. On Monday, Denver City Council approved a payment of $325,000 in damages to Chicharito Brown and Brittany King. The lawsuit says officers fired at the couple's car near the Civic Center. King was pregnant at the time of the shooting. State spending will face some tough restraints this year. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Even though the economy is still growing, costs are rising, and there's a looming threat of a recession. Also, Colorado won't have a new influx of federal money, which was the case during the depths of the pandemic. Republican State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer serves on the Joint Budget Committee and worries government spending is growing too much in a time of high inflation. She says the state should cut back, like regular families.
They're having to make cuts around that kitchen table, deciding what they're going to do. We should be doing the same thing in state government, and we're not. So I'll be focusing on that.
Kirkmeyer is one of many new faces on the budget committee, which only has one returning member next year. Democrats hold the majority on the committee. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
El Paso County has sworn in its 29th sheriff. Joseph Roybal took the office oath of office Tuesday, along with a new undersheriff and hundreds of sheriff deputies. Roybal replaces Bill Elder as the county's top law enforcement officer. The swearing-in event was held at the New Life Church in Colorado Springs. The county says the venue was offered free of charge. This is CPR News.